Thugged Out Thursdays, and it's your motherfucking boy, Chink Bang.
It's your boy, No Grand Booth in the build.
And guess what? Today, we doing things different on Thugged Out Thursdays. We got a young female here who's hitting the streets hard by the name.
Listen to me. I've been watching.
What? What's her name? Kaya Baby. Let's be clear. Listen. She looked like a baby. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Listen, hold up. I'm going to tell you something right now. She's under the weather right now, so I know she got powers like Storm. Yeah. This is going to be something great. Thugged Out Thursdays.
Yo,
tell her, Michael.
Listen, I've been watching her bars. She's spitting. I'm talking about she is spitting. Kaya.
First of all, listen, Kaya. People, listen. This is Thugged Out Thursday. Just let them know where you from and where you from and what you repping and who you are. They need to know this right now. Let's start there. Queens,
first and foremost.
Okay, Queens, get the money.
Repping Just Us Music. That's my own thing.
All right. That's your Kaya own
baby.
That's your own shit? Independent? Yeah. You independent?
Yes.
How long you been rapping?
I'll say about, like, 8 years or so. 8 to 10 years.
8 to 10 years.
Seriously, since, like, 2014. Okay. Like, seriously.
So, what you influenced by, female artists or male artists?
Neither, honestly.
Neither?
I'm influenced by my life. I like R&B.
Oh, you like R&B?
Yeah. I don't really listen that much rap. I started getting into rap to do my homework and learn the history of rap and the culture and whatnot. And
how many years ago was that?
A couple years ago. When I was given beats from, like, my manager or just certain DJs, you know, to exercise my skills or whatever, so I would look up the original track and then the artist and get into other songs.
Oh, so you're doing your homework first?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, that's good.
I used to like Eminem, like, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So you don't like no female artists?
Yeah, I like female artists. Like, I don't stand female artists, though. Like, I'm not, like, a diehard fan of anybody, honestly. Besides probably Mary J. Blige, maybe.
Okay.
R&B, okay. In the Weekend.
Sure.
Oh,
not even
Nicki.
You don't got the Nicki Minaj bounce.
Yeah, I love Nicki.
Yeah, Nicki got that.
But a fan to me is somebody like, yo, finish this verse, and you say a Nicki thing, and I'm like, you're not a fan. Like, you just right. like her music. I love Nicki. I love her music. I love what she stands for and the path that she opened up for female artists. I'll never knock her for that. Like, I'm loyal to her on that defense. Like, I'm not one of them bandwagon people. Like, nah, because she being corny. Nah, like, I fucks with her. It is what it is.
I like Nicki.
Yeah, I like Nicki too. I like Cardi. I like.
Yeah, no doubt. Definitely. Nicki's dope. So, is there any artist you would like to work with, male or female? Or you just want to, like, just focus on you and just.
Yes, there's artists I want to work with, but I definitely want to just focus on me because I'm just starting to build the records by myself. Like, I'm just starting to finally have a lot of records. Like, that's Kaya Baby's song. Like, that's Kaya Baby. Any other songs I always had features on it, and it'd be Kaya Baby featuring this person, Kaya Baby featuring that person. So now I'm just trying to get into me. But I do want to work with a lot of artists. I definitely want to work with Hov for sure and Nas before they retire because, you know, they're getting up there. They might throw in the towel soon. I definitely want to work with him. He's on the roll right now.
So it sound like when you was younger, you used to listen to Jay-Z and...
I used to listen to stuff I wasn't supposed to be listening to. Like, I used to listen to DMX. Shit like that.
You can't listen to that.
Because your bars is hard, man. Like, you know.
Yeah, I listen, I'm going to be completely honest. I'm not a person who listens to, like, every Jay-Z album front to back.
No doubt,
yet. I haven't done that yet. Like, I was probably, like,
you need to. You
yeah,
need
yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, but at least you know some
I'm
of
definitely
the history.
I definitely will. I definitely, you know, try to listen to, like, binge albums. But I can't get into it like that. I have to be somewhere and not doing, not doing something. I can't listen to on the way here. Right. You know, traffic, you gotta get ready, you cursing people out on the road, you in your phone, you're not even really listening to what's going on. But I'm definitely gonna get into that.
Right.
So we know you from Southside.
Yeah.
We know you upcoming, right?
Yeah.
You're shooting for the, you know, in this female, in this industry, the female seems to just, like, you know, very few out the hand get picked, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
With that fear of you know, the industry, knowing the odds, like, how do you position yourself to see, you know, your growth, you know what I mean?
Hard. It's definitely hard, but I realize it's being me and myself and keep doing what I'm doing works for me. It's working slowly, but it's working surely, and it works for me. I'd rather something authentic come my way than I do pick up a gimmick, and then I'm picked up for the gimmick, and then that's it. It's like 15 minutes, boom, boom, next.
Yeah, the gimmick, right?
Yeah.
You want it organic.
Yeah.
No, she wanted organic.
No doubt.
Yeah.
That's dope.
So, growing up in Southside, like, you know, like, what you used to do besides rapping? Like, if you wasn't rapping, like, what would you be doing?
I don't know, honestly. I used to play ball, but then I started getting into a lot of trouble. I've been stopped playing ball. I started just doing wild shit, just being outside. All the time, breaking day outside.
So that's what made you say you're gonna focus hard on music?
Yeah, definitely. Like once I got arrested and then
arrested for what?
Well, first I got arrested for like a weapons possession, but it was like a group of people, so I didn't get the full anything.
So you didn't have a weapon? This was a weapon there.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on. And then the second time it was for fraud and stuff. So that one I definitely got caught right-handed with that.
Okay.
And then once I lost like. It was like I had a great time also in my music career.
Right.
And I had a good record going. It was getting radio spins.
Mm-hmm.
And homie that was on the record, he was in the army.
Right.
But he had came that weekend to shoot the video, but I was out of town doing stupid shit and got arrested.
Oh.
So I just missed that completely.
Wow.
But I just took it as a lesson. I just figured it wasn't my time, probably. Like it wasn't. Everything's timing now. Like
right.
Everything that happened bad, something better happened down the line. So
what, you know, what brought you to the streets? Like, did you live with your mom and your dad?
No, I live with my mother.
Oh, you just live with your mom?
Yeah. I bounced around. Like, I went to see my father here and there, but after a while, he was incarcerated, and then things got fucked up for him, so
right.
I didn't really stay with him. I would see him, of course, all the time. I never stayed with him. I stayed with my mother. I stayed with my aunts, stayed at friends' house here. And, like, I was just bouncing around all over
so,
the place.
Oh, so your mom's really didn't, she, like, didn't put a foot down on you. You just was just running around on your
probably
own.
Probably like in my earlier years of high school, but like once I got older, she would work a lot, and then she had like gotten a surgery, so I had a lot of responsibility on me. She couldn't barely move. I had to do everything. So.
You're the only child?
No, I have one sister from her, but I got like six sisters and brothers from my father.
Oh, from your father. Okay.
Yeah. So once I had to hold it down, I was like, I gotta get a job.
You have to help take care of your sister from her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not necessarily financially.
No, I know,
father,
I know. Yeah.
But definitely.
So that helped mold you to the you know, to the woman you are now.
Yeah.
I see. You was on Love and Hip Hop. How did your role like?
Oh, that was just a.
That
was just a performance thing.
Yeah, I know. Like it was, because most of that should be a gig. Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah.
But the performance was dope. It was live.
Was it live?
Yeah,
like on. Live on air?
Yeah, no, not live. Like when y'all recorded it or?
It was like, okay, perform.
Okay.
Did you have, like, do it again.
Oh, yeah, do it again. Stop. Do it. All right. Yeah, yeah.
Rehearse.
Okay.
Yeah. Not necessarily rehearse. I guess it was just like catching an intro part of me coming on the stage from different angles.
You got to do a lot of different shots.
Continuity.
Yeah, I didn't have to do it that many times.
You know what that means? You got to repeat.
The drama, though, seemed real from what I see.
Yeah.
They had fights before we even started filming, like off camera. It was drama.
It was always drama.
Yeah.
So your experience with Love and Hip Hop, my guess is, must have been like one of your first like major, platforms.
Yeah.
Get a nice exposure, how from there you decide from the Love and Hip Hop exposure that you got, you proceed, you say, okay, I got this. You see the reaction of the people.
The reaction is kind of always good and bad, because you always get the who the hell is this,
right.
And then you always get the okay, I saw my nigga Kai Baby on there, and mind you, I'm only on there for like 10 seconds, so it's not like they heard me.
10 seconds is 10 seconds,
right?
Let me tell you something. Love and Hip Hop has a fucking audience, man.
They do, but people's attention span is like this. Yeah, so why, once it's off, nobody's going to go really look at me up. They're going to be like, yo, that fight after was crazy. Like, that's all they're going to talk about.
Yeah, they're going to talk about the fight. They're going to talk about the fight.
It was a good platform, though. A lot of people was like, you know, who's Kaya Baby? And, you know, with the internet, you could just type the name. Oh, I just learned this recently, but you could, like, type a name in on Twitter or something, and you could see people who asked who you was without actually adding you. Yeah, like, if somebody was to type my name, you can see it. So my manager was catching a lot of them and like directing them to my page.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
Okay, that's super dope.
So what you got planned for what Kaya Baby got planned? Like, where would you like to take your career?
Definitely to the next level. I already got into acting a little bit, so I'm definitely want to do that. Mm-hmm. I just want to be able to be like a household name. I don't want to be one of them here today going to my own rappers. I want to build my name as a brand. And like 10 years from now, I want to be able to throw my own Sincerely Kaya album tour, whatever. You know, people do 10 years.
You still working with DJ Self?
Nah, that's old. We cool, but that was long, long ago.
He fucked up. He dropped the ball.
He gave me the connect with the, you know.
He just passed the connect around. He does it like.
All right, I want to ask you this, you know, if you want to answer it, but I know that, you know, being you a female, mm-hmm. I know that a lot of men will try to, you know, try to get in your underwears, you know.
Just to,
be like, yo, all right, if you do this, then I'll get you to do this. You know, like, I know you get a lot of that. Like, how do you,
that's just automatic.
How do you handle that?
Honestly, I guess, like, being who I am and the people I've had around me, no one's really tried that.
Oh, okay, that's
like,
good.
Like, no one's really been like, yo, come to the office and see me. I'll look out for you this, that, and the third. Like.
Right, because and I know, like, even with, you know, like, guys from the hood that's rapping, like, yo, Kaya, come get on the song with me, you know, and thinking that, you know, they got a shot that, you know.
Nah, I didn't know what it was.
Oh, okay.
Nah. It's guys that really don't know me that try to holler at me, but, like, but, or
anybody that know you,
nah.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm looking at you, and I'm like, you and Nicki Minaj doing a song together.
That'll be hard, right?
Hard.
I'm waiting on her.
Nah, she, look, reach out, man. Come back to
Queens. I'm waiting on her, man.
Kaya,
what
baby,
about, what you think about this beef going on with, Nicki
like,
and Cardi?
Like, like?
Not saying who you
I
like.
Both
it's
of like,
them.
Like, I know
you
like both of them, but.
Because, you know, we don't want to put you on the spot.
Queens, though, she's
not a spot. It's the same thing I tell everybody every day.
You know
neither one of them pay my bills. So that's
right,
they
right,
beef.
Right, that's right.
I don't care about it. I'm not rocking with neither one of them. I'm rocking with both of them. Because guess
that's
what?
Good.
If I'm getting beat up in the street, neither one of them don't know me is not going to stop me. Help me.
Right,
I'm getting jumped in the street. Feel me?
No doubt.
But I like both of their music. Mm-hmm. I like both of their personalities. I wish they would cut the shit out because they like.
Okay, that's
they're real. Like Thelma and Louise right now. Like, they're like
they
two big cojones in the game and they just like
argue.
Beefing. So it's like when you do that, then you divide in females that look up to you automatically.
My whole thing is, right, in hip hop, there's a lot of rappers. So, you know. In male rappers, but in the female, you got, all right, we go back, we got MC Light, we got, you know, Little Kim, we got
Queen
Eve. Like, I know Queen Latifah, but I'm just naming, like, it's not like guys, you know what I'm saying? So then you got the Nicki Minaj, you got the, you know, Rihanna, we got the Kaya Baby.
No,
it keeps,
yeah.
No, it doesn't mean in a rapper.
Oh, just female, all right.
It's not a lot. So, my thing is, the support system should be to the fifth power with everything they do. You know, not just going at each other and saying, bitch, you whack, or bitch this, and no, you know, I understand, yeah, we can have an argument on the side and be, bitch. Yeah, but when these crackers start looking at you,
right?
You know what I'm saying? It becomes a whole nother ball game because, let me tell you something, man, you know, being blessed to get money, you know, to get fame, and to be able to take care of your family is a blessing from God. And there's a way where they'll fucking blackball your ass and they'll fucking make sure they'll keep your ass out of the loop and you start losing endorsement deals.
Real.
You start, people just close their door on you and you'll be fucked up, you know what I'm saying? And the way we'll take it is like, all right, fuck you, we good, but it's not like that no more. You're a public figure, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming that you're the type of female that if another female that wasn't popular and she reached out to you and her balls was tight, would you do a record with her?
Yes.
It depends.
I see you.
But see, that's more of women showing, you know,
love,
women power. You know what I'm saying? Like,
women
it's
empower.
The same with men, though. It depends.
No, but men are more open to.
It's very few.
I'm not saying if a man will ask me, it's the same. I'm not gonna
okay. I got you.
He's fire. It depends. Like, I'm at a point right now in my career. It's like everything is business now.
Right.
Everything is business. Yeah. I can't do this for fun, for play no more. A lot of people, content when they hit me up, I look at their page. They at the club, they smoking hookah, they shaking their ass, they with their friends, they playing around. So I'm like, I'm going to waste my time doing this record with you just because you're nice, but you're not even serious about your career.
Right.
Like, I'm going to do it. I have done so many songs with people, and they have yet to come out.
Right.
I've done about literally 8 videos in the past 2 months with people. Wow. Not one of them came out, literally one. So it's like, when I start doing my videos and dropping it, you can't expect me to promote yours at the same time promoting my shit because you had the opportunity.
Right.
But that's what people like to do, and you learn that in the business.
Yeah.
People see you
hot,
coming up, they're gonna do it, but then they're gonna wait till you
then
they're gonna drop it.
Yeah.
But I mean, really, at that point, it's not beneficial for that person because if the song is not good, then the song is just not good.
Doubt.
No matter how tight my verse is or whatever, if people are not feeling you or the record,
that's true.
That's
definitely true.
So you're working on a promo for your newest single right now, right?
Right.
What's the single called, and where could they look at it? Where could they find it?
I got Cat 5 out. That's off my mixtape. I just dropped Silly Kaya two months ago. It's on everywhere, all streaming platforms, Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Tidal.
Videos.
The video to Cat 5 is out. I'm doing videos now, because like I said, once things started going, everybody was hitting up my manager, like, oh, we want to do the video. So I finally got Cat 5 done. Now I'm going to do maybe Heart of the City, because a lot of people like that record.
And everything's still independent, right?
Yes.
So are you looking to get signed to a major, or you just want to keep it independent?
If it makes sense. If it definitely makes sense, of course. Like, if I could be years from now on my music, if I could put my own tour together without having to wait in for the label to...
She has a manager, so that means you're getting booked for shows. You're booking, you're doing booking.
Cut you off, but back in the days, they had Rough Riders, they had Death Row.
Mm-hmm. They had a female.
They had
Jay-Z.
Female. Yeah, of course.
Death
like,
Row had a female?
They had the Lady of Puff, Afro Puff.
Yeah, Ray and Rage.
Afro Puff. They all, every click had a female.
What would be your fantasy... Label that you know
from back in the day,
right?
I'll probably have to say Bad Boy because they just had hits after hit. Like they had mad fun and all their videos is mad fun.
That was a good New York answer.
Yeah, they just had all crazy dances and all of that.
No
doubt. Puff Daddy was doing Puff Daddy's for real.
Yeah. Bad Boy is a shit. Everybody wanted to be Bad Boy.
He had fucking 112. He had fucking Mace, the locks. That nigga puts, listen, total. He had, what's that nigga there? That nigga that did the song with Luna them when they was driving on the All-Star. That was my favorite record. Mario. What is that? You killed that. Nah, that was a good choice. But honestly, right, in the stage of hip hop does right now, as far as female wise, I think Nicki's kicking the fucking door down. She's kicking that door down.
Cardi doing her thing too. I
love Cardi before she became Cardi. I love Cardi when Cardi was Cardi. She's still Cardi B, but I'm gonna be honest with you. I think I wish that they would just probably, you know, like make amends and
do a real
right, like,
song
you know
together.
Like, yo, bitch, let's get together and do some. Let's buy, you know, on some fly shit. Like, yo, let's go buy 5 houses for people that's poor in the project. Let's do something like that and laugh at these motherfuckers and do some positive. Let's look out, you know, like because like to be honest with you, Now that I'm a father, I look at women a little different. Right?
Mm-hmm.
that shit is hard with a baby. Yes. It's not a game like with a boy or girl, you know, children in general. You know, people forget hospitality.
Yeah.
Females is they play a major role. So, I'm looking at you, and I appreciate you coming here sick and everything. I just want you to know that I respect your handle. I like the freestyle you did on Funk Flex.
Thank you.
It caught my attention, and I was like, okay, she got bars. And
oh yeah, I like the joint when you did with the Sway with the dude Mills.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you did. I didn't like that one that much.
You didn't like that one that much?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because he heard it. Oh, it's cool.
I didn't like that. Cool. I'm a very tough critic of myself.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I expected you to come here on Thugged Out Thursdays and give us some fire, but I was, you know, on the impression that I know you're sick, so you know, give you a pass. But I just want you to know that, you know, you're from Southside Queens.
Thank you.
That's a tough place to rep.
Yeah.
So when you pull up to Thugged Out Thursdays, you should imagine that it's a tough place also.
Right.
Under the circumstances, I'm not gonna be light on you because you're a female. I just want you to know. I think you're dope. I definitely want you to come up here and spit some bars, give us some
cool.
And where your tour's going to? What's up? You planning on doing another tour around?
Yeah, I'm trying to get it together right now. Before I came here, I was on the phone with my manager. Probably go to A3C in Atlanta.
Okay, and that's cool.
Then,
how far is your fan base? Is it down at least to the south so far?
Yeah, so far, Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Philly. And I think just recently Chicago is like the top three outside of New York.
That's hard.
Yeah.
That's hard.
So you got any other business ventures going on other than music?
Like I said, I was in this web series. They're really serious about it, though. They're trying to get it picked up. Well, actually, it's a four-part web series movie.
Okay.
Web series.
And what's the name of it?
Pray Before You Eat. Okay. It's not. It used to be on YouTube, but they took it off because
and
they're trying to get
it
picked
up. Like, where is it shot at? Like, based out of?
Queens.
Okay.
It's kind of based on like.
It's like that shit that Young really be in.
Everybody.
Rap serious shit.
Yeah.
Rapping niggas pulling
like
up in
the hood.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And what role you got?
I play a scammer. Yeah, I play my scammer, and then my homegirl basically get me into her crazy lifestyle.
Okay.
So yeah.
That scamming shit is hard. You look like a scammer.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna
No,
lie.
I gave that up.
Yeah,
I gave that up.
You look like a scammer.
Oh,
I gave that up.
Oh my God, yo, that's crazy.
I used to be.
Yo,
I gave that up.
You changed your life. That's
nah,
right.
Sure did,
that's
sure
what I'm telling you. This is Storm. Listen, she from Queens, nigga. Be on the lookout. Kai Baby got over on three. You gotta relax. One, two, three.
You
gotta
relax.
Thugged Out Thursdays with Kaya Baby.
Fuck a beat deep and straight.
So check this out. I got another question for you.
Yes.
South, you said 40 projects.
Mm-hmm.
Those some fucking hard ass projects, man.
Yeah, it's cool now. It's not that bad
no
more.
It's not that bad no more.
Unfortunately, like a lot of people is dead, a lot
yeah.
of people's in jail, so
right.
that's why I just like had to fall back and focus on
so
music.
So did you go to college?
I didn't. I dropped out.
You dropped out of what yeah. school? High school?
No, college.
So you went to what college did you go to?
Nassau.
Yeah, Nassau and Long Island,
yeah.
Nassau County.
So you tried college, not for everybody.
No, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool. Listen, but you very well spoken.
Thank
I like
you.
Your aura.
I was good at English in school. That's why. I did try to major in college, but okay. I should have
done. And I love your hair.
Thank you.
Purple.
You killed that.
Listen, man, be on the lookout for Kaya Baby, man. She on Thugged Out Thursdays with Ching Bing and Mike Booth.
Everybody
and
knows.
Guess what?
It's a point in the show
it's
where
a,
this
nah,
guy goes.
Listen, I say fuck it, B, we going to keep it street, but she's sick and she ain't trying to rap tonight. So guess what?
Or is she?
Nah,
yeah, I'll
give
that a little quick
to okay,
yeah,
no, let's go. That's what I'm talking about. Let's go.
They try to tell me.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got to drink some champagne.
Let's get it.
Come on, boy. Let me get a shot
let's
of champagne. And I got balls, too. I'm going to spit some. We doing a record. Listen, I'm going to be on one of your records, Kai Baby. We're going platinum. We're going to send it to the hit maker. Now, listen, I'm telling you right now what we're going to do. We're going to do a record. Ali, remember I told you this. We're going to do a record. I'm going to be on the intro. We're going to do a Puff Daddy in L.A. Alright, you laughing. And we're gonna have a platinum record. And remember that I talked about it right here on Thugged Out Thursdays. On three, he killed that. One, two, three.
He killed that.
Yo, fuck a beat. We gonna keep it street.
You ain't on me?
Yeah, you gotta throw me the yala.
Hey, y'all, I'm straight out of Southside. Crazy little chick named Kaya. Coming from the ghetto with the lions and the tigers. Shooters and the fighters. Movers and suppliers. Coming from my Everwood, the sirens don't excite us. Shots fired, bang, bang, a man down. Most don't make it alive out my town. If you go missing, you'll probably never be found. If I gotta move pounds, I'm hopping a Greyhound. Know some young boys moving work inside the lobby. You know what they say, another day, another body, or another dollar for the right product. Niggas move fiends, whether it be your mother or your father. What's the problem? Bitches I grew up could turn snakes. Talking to the 12, Fat Knox and Jinx. That'll get you killed for the price of a little rate. Just to make sure you're dead, we pop on the batch of weight, motherfucker.
Ooh. Check this out. Okay, this out. Listen, let me tell you something, man. This is Thugged Out Thursday, season 2, man, with Kaya, motherfucking baby, man. Different type of podcast. I'll tell you, New York City, we digging in these hoods. You know what I'm saying? And let me tell
Kaya's
you something, man.
Definitely next
Kaya,
up.
Kaya, baby, Southside Queens. You got
what's your IG? You know, where could they reach you at?
Oh, my IG is KYAH underscore baby. Mm. Some people spell it wrong at first, so it's KYAH underscore baby. Mm. Twitter's the same. Mm. Snapchat is Kaya.baby.
Also, talk about your video and where they could look at your shit.
Yeah, Cat 5, I just dropped that on YouTube. That's on YouTube.com/KayaBaby.
And be on the lookout for that record with Ching Bing.
Ching Bing in LA.
You gotta relax. Thugged out.